Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated over on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Coach Mark Vassarelli with the James River Figure Skating Club, as well as Jeannie Sortland joining us. And Jeannie and Coach Vassarelli, thank you guys for joining us here on Let's Talk About It.
Great to be here. Thanks.
Yes, absolutely. Very excited because it's that time of the year again. The annual ice show is coming up in Jamestown this weekend. We're going to talk about, some of the theme of it all, where you can get tickets. And for 42 years, this is the 42nd annual this has been going on. Can you guys kind of explain a little bit about what the ice show is and why you guys hold that annually?
Well, the ice show is kind of the capstone of our year. And I kind of describe it as the Super Bowl. For the skaters, because a lot of the skaters, if they're not competitive skaters, they skate all year and this is their game. This is their big game.
Yeah.
Because I say they don't have competitions when they're beginners in skating. And so this is a chance for them to show what they've learned this year and have a little fun. And the excitement is always really high with this event.
Yeah, of course. And you pointed that out too, Jeannie, then like, they've been competing for the past couple of months, if you will, and this is kind of one of those. All right, let's bring it to a show now. Let's bring it to Jamestown and show kind of what we can do and what we've learned, and really that's kind of, it's a showcase, if you will, then, right?
It is. In fact, I know a number of people went to Fargo to see Disney on Ice this past weekend, and I think, well, we have kind of a version of Disney on Ice right here for our own community to see. And so I hope that people come and check it out and see what we have to offer.
Yeah, definitely.
And so, we also don't have any local competition. So the community never really gets a chance to see what the skaters can do. And this is a great chance to see, you know, how good of a club we are and what great skaters that we have.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And there's a lot of skaters in the club too, I believe. Do you guys roughly know how many skaters you guys have?
Well, for the ice show, we've got 40 skaters from 29 different families.
Wow.
And we also have 6 alumni that are coming back to do an alumni skate for us. Awesome. And we also have 4 hockey players representing the Jamestown hockey program that are skating with some of our high school girls.
Yeah. Oh, that is amazing. So yeah, there's a lot of involvement in this. A lot of talent will be showcased. And if we're comparing it to Disney on Ice, it's gonna blow everybody away. But
I'm not sure I'd say that, but we do have fun music and fun costumes, and we put special little elements in for entertainment purposes
too. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I'll take blame for that. But no, I have gone to the ice show before. It is amazing. There's the lights, the music, the costumes are amazing, and each show seems to kind of have a theme, and this year's theme, would you kind of tell us a little bit about the theme, Coach?
This year's theme is Dance Your Skates Off. So it's a fun, lively show with mostly dance music, popular dance music. And, you know, I'm sure there's no way you can sit through that show without moving in your seat and jamming to the music. It's great music and great skating.
Yeah, absolutely. So Coach Mark Vassarelli and Jeannie Sortland right now joining us on Let's Talk About It. The 42nd annual ice show is coming up in Jamestown Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And anybody is welcome to come and join in on this because tickets are available right now, right?
They are. We've got 4 ticket locations in town. We've got Ekman's Auto Service, Junk in the Trunk, Neighborhood Grocery, and Gifts from the Heart, as well as any skater will have them until they turn in their ticket packets Thursday night.
Awesome. And a couple of shows too. So really it kind of fits anybody's schedule. If they can go on a Friday night or a Saturday afternoon or a Sunday afternoon, there's a lot of different show times too, right, Jeannie?
There are. There's 4 different shows. There's Friday night at 7, Saturday at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. and Sunday at 2 as well. And if you buy your tickets in advance, it will save you $2 from the door price.
Perfect. There you go. And now there's also something that I wanted to mention a little bit too. And this is a part that I really liked when I've gone to the annual ice show. There's this gift shop during that too, where people can send these gifts back to these skaters. And it just really adds that extra element to it. And I really like that. And it helps out the club a little bit too, it sounds like, right?
It does. We have our boutique and it has flowers and balloons and candy and a variety of different unique gifts. We have Christmas ornaments and jewelry. And it really is a fun part of the show. And it does help in our fundraising efforts to support our club.
Definitely. Yeah. Because ice skating can be a little expensive. I know there's parents out there who have talked to me about that before. But James River Figure Skating Club has been around for so long and has been able to do this and provide these shows. And thanks to the fundraising and the boutiques and everything as well.
And we do get great community support.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Lots of donors and
and
people put ads in the show book. And so we are so thankful for the community support that we do receive.
Definitely. So the 42nd annual ice show, Dance Your Skates Off, coming up Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. There's a lot of different shows. Get your tickets ahead of time. Save some money, like Jeannie said. But I'm sure all of that, the ticket sales and everything, go back to help out the club, right?
Yes, they do.
Yeah. So make plans to be there. It's this weekend. Coach or Jeannie, anything else about the club or about the ice show coming up? Because isn't the ice show kind of like the end of the season, right? And then no more skating for a while?
It is. We do have a little bit of ice that we're going to be using in March and April, but really it is the conclusion of the season. And so it is the pinnacle point. The girls and, well, there's guy skaters too. I have to be careful about that because we've got some extraordinary males that are skating this year too. And it's just such a fun event for them. And yeah, we hope the community comes out and enjoys the show.
Absolutely. Coach, anything else you wanted to add in there?
No, I do hope that everyone comes out to enjoy it. It's a fun show this year. It'll get you moving and hopefully everybody will come and enjoy it.
Absolutely. Going on Wilson Arena, I should mention where it's at, obviously. Wilson Arena, again, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Get your tickets. Coach Fassarelli and Jeannie, thank you guys for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thanks for having us.